Now time for business news, and Petula Martin is here.
Thanks, Karen. Donald Trump will be inaugurated as President of the United States on Monday. His forthcoming presidency looms large over business in Ireland, and it's reflected in the employment market. The latest employment monitor from Morgan McKinley shows a 14.6% decline in professional job openings for the fourth quarter of last year. Tracy Keevans is Global FDI Director with Morgan McKinley, and she joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Thank you for coming into us. And this is a sharp drop. The monitor shows that multinationals are being cautious when it comes to their hiring strategies. Businesses do like certainty. Are they waiting to see the lie of the land in the US in the coming months?
Yeah, so typically in the last quarter of every year, we see a somewhat of a drop in employment. However, this drop has been a little bit more pronounced, and it's due to the fact that it's a new presidency, it's a new government, and with that will come new trade policies, new taxes, new tariffs, potentially, based on what Donald Trump has said to date. So that has caused caution with the US multinational community, which is rather large. There's more than 950 US companies here employing indirectly and directly almost 400,000 people. So it is going to, any caution is going to have an impact on the employment market.
Okay. The number of professional job seekers rose by 6.8%, which means there's increasing competition for fewer roles, but there is demand for specialist roles. Like what?
So AI, unsurprisingly, and automation are still very much driving hiring in the tech market, as is cybersecurity. As you referenced earlier in your show, the Digital Operation Resilience Act is also driving demand for regulatory compliance professionals, risk and compliance. There is continues to be a shortage and a strong demand for newly qualified accountants. We're still seeing them, a lot of them taking the option to travel, tax specialists, and then in the construction sector, quantity surveyors and engineers of civil, mechanical and electrical are in really strong demand. Life sciences market, the growth in demand is for quality control, validation and automation as well.
When you're talking about AI, do we have people who are specialists in this area, and are third level courses meeting these demands?
Absolutely, yes. And I think that's going to be our key armour in, you know, as we progress through the challenges of a new US administration. There has been decisions and are decisions being made. If tariffs are put on US multinationals in other countries like China, those large tech companies are looking at other places to put their talent. And Ireland having a very strong AI talent pool, as we do have, will position us strongly for it, something like that.
Okay. Employees have enjoyed flexible work arrangements since the pandemic, but there's a push by employers to get people back into the office. How do you see that playing out this year?
There is definitely resistance, and we saw that in quarter four. While there was a 6.8% increase in professionals, actually between November and December there was a decline. We saw, as companies are pushing more to bring individuals back on site, that people are reluctant to sacrifice the flexibility or risk it, moving to a new company where either they have a lesser policy or they may change their policy. So the uncertainty is meaning that employees are looking to hold on to the flexibility that they have around remote working or hybrid working in particular.
For the past few years, it was seen as an employee's market, but is the pendulum swinging in the direction of employers now?
Ever so slightly, but we are still very much at a full employment market. So if we look at the unemployment rate, it's still at 4.2%, down from 4.5% for the same month in 2023. We still have very strong demand for niche skills. So the power is still with those employees with those niche skill sets.
How does the housing crisis affect the employment market?
It makes it challenging for when companies are looking to hire niche skill sets, particularly new skills that are emerging. We typically look internationally to bring those skills in to complement what we are building in country. And, you know, that's challenged at the moment in bringing in talent when we don't have sufficient housing to place them in.
A busy year ahead. Tracy Keevans, Global FDI Director with Morgan McKinley. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.